Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. I'm Father Cedric Pazenia. This is a series called A Rush of Grace. I'm praying as you watch this program, you will receive a rush of grace. The Spirit will touch you and you will experience something more. That's the title of this episode. Chapter 3 of the Gospel of John. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. He was a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night, said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher come from God. Nobody could do these signs unless God is with him." And Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you must be born again in order to see the kingdom of God." And Nicodemus said, "How can a man be born again when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you're born of water and the Spirit, you can't enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Don't marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wills, and you hear the sound of it, but you don't know where it comes from or where it's going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." And Nicodemus said, "How can this be?" Jesus said, "You're a teacher in Israel, and you don't understand these things?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Wow. There's something more. More than just going to church, Jesus came to bring us something more. A revolution, a new heart, a new spirit called for by the prophets Ezekiel and Jeremiah. He came to bring us revolution and transformation. Paul the Apostle, who experienced this something more, this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, this rush of grace, remember the great conversion he had on the road to Damascus. Paul the Apostle said in one of his letters to the Galatians, he said, "All that matters is that you become a new creation." Now, I know a lot of you don't think about Christianity in that way. You think about Christianity as, hey, I go to church and try to be a good person and don't hurt anybody. And that's pretty much what Christianity is. You follow Jesus. Well, the Bible tells us that there's something more. Going to church is good and being a good person is good, and certainly following Jesus is important. But Christianity is a lot more than just going to church. It has to do with experiencing a rebirth and regeneration, transformation, revolution, being a new creation. All that matters, Paul said, is that you become a new creation. Sometimes parents will come up to me as a Catholic priest and they'll say, "Hey, Father, I have a child, I have a son and a daughter who's a born again." And I know what they mean. They mean that they've left the Catholic Church. They've gone to an evangelical church, and perhaps they've had a dramatic conversion experience where they've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. They become a born again. And I know why they're coming to me. They're coming to me to say, "What can I do to get them back into the Catholic Church?" Well, one thing you have to know about me, and I hope this doesn't get me in trouble, I'm a Catholic priest, but I'm not just trying to make people Catholic. If you become Catholic, I'm really happy. I believe that the Catholic Church has the fullness of truth, and I've dedicated myself to that. But most of all, I'm not trying to make you Catholic. I'm trying to help you to come to Jesus so that you can receive the Holy Spirit and experience a rebirth. Because this dramatically changed my life. I chose to remain Catholic, but this dramatically changed my life. So my hope, if a parent comes to me and says, "What do I do about this born again?" My hope is that that born again child or daughter or son will influence the parent not just to go to church, but to be revolutionized by that something more that Jesus came to bring. You've been watching my programs. Many of you for a long time now. And you've heard about passion, you've heard about sanctification, you've heard about sufferings, you've heard about prayer. I am praying with all my heart that you will receive a rush of grace and receive the something more that Jesus came to bring you. And notice who it was that Jesus was talking to. He was talking to Nicodemus. And Nicodemus was the best of the best. I mean, he was a Pharisee. Nicodemus had religion. He was a very religious man. He was impeccable religious. That's what Paul said about himself. Paul the Apostle, he said, I was a Pharisee, blameless in regards to the law. He had the pedigree and everything else. Then Jesus changed his life. He brought him from being a religious person to a revolutionized person, a person born again. That word, by the way, born again, can mean born from above or born anew, having another birth, anothen in the Greek. So commonality, the common term for it is born again, having a rebirth. And that's the way that Nicodemus understood Jesus. He says, how can I go back into my mother's womb when I'm old? How can I be born again? And Jesus, of course, was talking about something spiritual. So he's talking to a religious person, a person who is impeccable religiosity and religious-wise. And he was saying, you need something more, Nicodemus. And I realized that most of the people that are watching my program are people that go to church, and you're very religious, and I appreciate that, and I'm simply saying that be open to something more. That's exactly what happened when Paul the Apostle went to Ephesus. He goes to this, I've been to Ephesus, studying in Greece and Israel. Ephesus was a big Roman colony, and they had a huge city there. Well, Christianity spread all the way to Ephesus, and Paul the Apostle goes there and he finds some disciples and he goes up to them and first thing he says to them, he says, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? And they looked at each other and they said, we haven't even heard that there is a Holy Spirit. And he says, then what's your faith? He goes, well, we were baptized into John's baptism. So they're disciples, they're believers in Jesus, but they didn't have the fullness. You see, they didn't know that there was something more. And so, of course, Paul lays hands on them and prays for them, and they receive the Holy Spirit. They were born again. Their lives changed. They started speaking in tongues. They became completely different. And that's how you can be a person that's on fire and evangelizing and changing the world. Because we can't do things on our own power. If you heard my program about a rush of grace, I talked about we can't just live by grit. We have to live by grace. We have to live by this powerful anointing that is the wonderful Spirit of God. Now, what I teach people is that the Spirit of God lives in you. There just needs to be a release. That something more is in you. You just need to experience it. And you can experience it. So it's not just religious people that are right. You need more than religion. We need a relationship. A personal relationship with God. Pope Francis, wonderful Pope in the Catholic Church, he was at the Vatican at St. Peter's Basilica. If you've ever been in St. Peter's, biggest church in the world, Holy Spirit window up above, beams of light shed down into the congregation. And he was speaking to a group of religious people. This was recently. 550 priests. They were called missionaries of mercy. And Pope Francis has a way of standing before people, and he's very bold, and sometimes he doesn't really care what they think as long as the truth is proclaimed. And this is what he told them. He said, you need rebirth. Now, these are 550 priests, and he's pointing at them, and he's saying, you need to be born again. In other words, our Pope was saying, you don't just need to be religious. You need rebirth. And this is exactly what Jesus was saying in the gospel. And then he said, be loving, be joyful, don't be insensitive to people, be simple, mild, balanced, regenerated by the Spirit. And as he's speaking this, again, the Holy Spirit window right up above him in St. Peter's Basilica, the light shining down, it was a moment of grace. I love his boldness. I love his courage. I'm trying to be that way myself, thus the genesis of this program. I don't want to offend people by telling you that you need to be born again. I want you to get in touch with the something more that Jesus offered. Jesus died for you on the cross so that you could experience something more than religion. Now, religion's good. Again, I'm a Catholic priest. It's great to go and to pray, and it's good to offer sacrifice. It's good to be in community. So I'm not poo-pooing religion. I'm very religious. But I would give up had it not been for that something more in my life first, and then I came to religion. A lot of people have religion, and then they don't know about the something more, and they just kind of have this dull, mediocre relationship with God. When Jesus died to give us so much more, he said, I have come that you may have life and life abundant. That's John 10:10. The abundant life that Jesus came to bring, the something more that is the Holy Spirit, the revolution that can happen in your heart, becoming a new creation. So I know many priests. Myself, being a priest, I travel around and I meet priests all over the place. And I know some priests that they are reborn, they are transformed, they are close to God, they have a personal relationship with God, and they are loving and kind and joyful, and they are a pleasure to be with. And I also know some priests who are very religious, they have religiosity, they're scrupulous, and they need to be born again. And this was said in religion, this was said in the Bible. Some religious leaders have the form of religion, but they deny the power of it by the way they live. So, you know, there's all kinds of different people out there, but I love how Paul proclaimed there's something more. And he proclaimed the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit and that we need to be transformed and be that new creation. All that matters, he said, is becoming a new creation. So let me continue by talking about the life of St. Francis, for example. St. Francis of Assisi, Italy, wasn't always a saint. His dad was a clothing merchant, very wealthy. So St. Francis had the best of the best. He liked the partying lifestyle. He liked fine clothing. He had money. He had a good life. There was religion in the background there because in Italy, most people were Catholic, but he never really bought into it all that much. And then what happened was the Assisi got into a city-state war with Persia, about 30 miles away. And during the war, Francis participated in it. He gets held captive, was taken as prisoner, and he was brought down into this prison, this dungeon down beneath the ground. And when he's down there, something happened to him as he was suffering. I'll say that again. Something happened to him as he was suffering. Now, I've written books on change. You can change. And I've studied conversion. I'm a preacher trying to help people to change. And I've noticed that one of the catalysts for change is suffering, being uncomfortable, having a trial in your life. That oftentimes will bring a person that's addicted into recovery. Because they're going through a hard time, they'll end up changing and moving and wanting something different. So if you're going through a hard time in your life right now, well, maybe a way that God is introducing you to the something more that you can have. That's what happened to me when I was a young man. I was totally unhappy, and I was looking and searching and hungry for something more. And thanks be to God, through a rush of grace, I found it. Well, anyway, St. Francis was there suffering in that prison, and he changed. He developed a relationship with God, and he had a rush of grace that changed him, not right away, not in a split second. And again, you know, when I talk about a rush of grace and being born again, it can be something very dramatic, but most of the time it happens as a process over time. It's an ongoing journey of conversion. But that something more that I'm talking about is also a relationship with the Holy Spirit that is very profound, very deep, and very intimate, and very powerful. And you will know it because it's real and it's personal. Eventually, he ends up having a conversion and becoming a different person. He didn't want the money anymore, dedicated himself to poverty, dedicated himself to God. He was born again. He became a new creation. And it was very dramatic for him. It took took some time, but very dramatic. But it doesn't always have to be dramatic. When Jesus talked to Nicodemus, he talked about the wind. And the wind sometimes can be a rush of wind, like Pentecost. There was a rush of a mighty wind. But other times, you know, I'm out playing golf and you barely see the flag moving. It's just kind of a zephyr. And that can be the way about being born again, too. It can be a rush of grace and a dramatic born-again experience. But as I said, it can also be an ongoing conversion. So don't get scandalized if all of a sudden you don't feel this big room, earth-shaking moment. But God is working. Trust that. Pray for that something more. I believe God will do a great work in your heart. And especially if you're suffering, let the sufferings lead you and guide you. I love what C.S. Lewis said. He said, God whispers in our pleasures, but shouts in our sufferings. And perhaps in your suffering right now, he's shouting to you that there's something more. And I remember when I was starting to wake up in the morning, I had a conversion when I was a young man. When I was 18 years old, I was waking up in the morning and I was hearing that shout of God saying, Cedric, there's something more. You're missing something. There's more to what you're seeing than what you have in life. And I'm so glad I followed that voice because, oh, there is something more. The wonderful, glorious person of the Holy Spirit. Jesus died for us to have this. And now he lives for us to have it. He breathed the Spirit on his apostles. But in addition to the Holy Spirit, what happens is your heart begins to change. This was prophesied in the Old Testament. Jeremiah, for example, Ezekiel, for example. They talked about the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will give you a new heart. I will put a new spirit within you. And, you know, as we're born into life, we're born as a fallen race. We have fallen from grace. And we need grace to be restored to this life of God. And so God breathes his spirit into us. And he changes and transforms our heart. I was never really a very spiritual person. I grew up in the Catholic Church as a young man, baptized as an infant. But I never really was all that religious. And by the way, our church, for example, talks about being born again in terms of baptism. To me, being born again begins at baptism, but it's something experiential. There's something more than just the sacrament of baptism and confirmation. There's a new awakening, a new blessing. And some people think that being born again outside of the Catholic religion, some people think about being born again as just simply coming forward and praying a prayer. And that can be a moment of conversion. It can be a moment of a new awakening. But it's not completely being born again. Being born again has to do with water, a decision, and the Spirit, and a changed heart. That's the fullness of being born again. You're not just born again because you pray a prayer, and you're not just born again because you're baptized. You're born again because of the Holy Spirit. And because your heart begins to change. And I know I might be pushing some of you a little bit and pushing your boundaries a little bit. And you're not just born again because you have religion. You're born again because you have a relationship with God. So this has all been prophesied. So in my life, I began to experience wanting spirituality, wanting a relationship with God. I went from being a spiritual misfit to a mystic. If you know what a mystic is, someone who is intimate with God, having a relationship with God, and even revelations from God. And I started having dreams and visions and becoming a different person. Then this new joy started bubbling up in me, a joy that I never knew before. I remember when I watched a Billy Graham program one time. I was watching Dr. Graham on TV. You know, he always preaches about being born again and coming to Christ. And as I was watching the program, this woman came on. I don't even know who she was. I think she was an actress. And usually they have a public person, a known personality, come on the show right before Dr. Graham speaks. And she talked about how she came to Christ and Jesus transformed her life. And I could see the smile she had on her face. And I was looking at the TV show going, That's what I need. I don't have joy. I want that joy. I'm talking about being born again. First of all, there's a personal relationship with God. You change, your motivations change. You have a new joy. And then there's a wonder at life. I used to just look at a sunrise and a sunset. Now I look at a sunrise and I look at a sunset. That's my inheritance. I look at the stars and I realize that God is going to give me the whole universe as an inheritance. So you live with wonder. And I remember one of our priests years ago had a sermon and he called it awe, awareness, wonder, enthusiasm. And I think any person who's really spiritual, you ought to be a person of awe. I heard about this second grade class. They were talking about wonder and they were talking about the seven wonders of the world. So the class got together and, you know, they came up with a list, the seven wonders of the world. This is what they came up with: the Great Wall of China, the Empire State Building, pyramids, the Panama Canal, Colosseum, Taj Mahal, the Grand Canyon. But over in the corner, one of the second grade girls was really struggling. And the teacher went over to her and said, "Honey, what's wrong? Don't you agree with our list?" And she said, "Teacher, I came up with a completely different list." She said, "All right, well, share it with the class. What's your list?" She goes, "I think the seven wonders of the world are this: to see, to hear, to taste, to smell, to touch, to laugh, to love." Do you have a sense of wonder in your life? Do you appreciate the giftedness that you are and what God has given you? That's something that the Holy Spirit brings to you. I want you to be born again. I want you to have the something more that Jesus came to bring. The scripture says that he pours his spirit upon all flesh without rationing the spirit. In other words, the spirit comes lavishly and abundantly and overwhelmingly. And I want you to have that spirit. And so how do you receive the Holy Spirit in a deeper way? Well, first of all, I remember I got a letter from a man. He said, "What do I got to do to be saved?" And I simply told him this: believe that Jesus loves you and he died for you on the cross and surrender your life to him. It's really simple. Believe that Jesus loves you, dies for you personally on the cross, and surrender your life to him. And that's what I want for you. Most of you that watch this program, of course, you go to church and, you know, you've been baptized, and some of you have even experienced the Lord in a deep personal way. Well, I'm inviting you to make a recommitment to Christ. Others of you, you're not quite sure what this something more is all about and what Christianity is, and you've just kind of flipped in. I'm going to invite you to just simply make a decision, give your life to Christ. First of all, believe that he loves you, that he died for you on the cross, and that there's something more. And I'm praying that your heart will be transformed. You will have a new joy, have a new peace, have a new wonder about life. So I want to pray this prayer. Just simply maybe meditate with me and assent with me and pray with me if you would. Jesus, I believe that you died for me on the cross and that you love me. I want to be born again. I want to be filled with that something more, your Holy Spirit. I surrender my life to you now. I love you, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And I am praying that you will experience that something more. Now remember, surrendering to Jesus is really good, but it's a lifestyle, ongoing conversion. Keep praying. Read the scriptures. Read good spiritual books. On my website, I have a free booklet called Experience Rebirth, and I have another booklet on there about the Holy Spirit, and you can read that free of charge. You might want to get my book also through my website called Glorious Holy Spirit. Jesus died for you to not just have religion, not just go to church, not just have religiosity, but to have a new heart, to experience the Spirit, to be born again. I pray that you will experience a rush of grace in your life right now, and that your life will never be the same. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.